That is a roll of $2 coins, and I'm going to search it to try and find some of these valuable ones. So here we go. There's $50 worth in here, $50 worth. So that's 25 of the $2 coins. And those coin value lists are available through the link in my account if you want to know which ones to search for on the values that they can sell for. So pretty handy information to know, because some of them can be worth a lot of money. Here we go. Let's see if we can snag a few from this lot right here. Let's get the zoom so we can see the detail. It's mainly the years that you're looking for, but also the colors. The colors make it really easy on the $2 coins, because it's mainly the $2 coins that have the colors. All right, let's do this. 2011 is a really good standard issue coin. So with the Aboriginal Elder on the coin. There's a number of other years too that are low mintage dates too. So we'll see if we can find one. No luck so far. This is the way it goes sometimes, but that's all right. Ooh, 2012, this means something. So there's three different designs. There's the Aboriginal Elder design, this one here. So recent selling price range on this one. Just find on the list. So 2012 red poppy, no. Gold poppy, no. So it's the standard issue. $3 to $28.50 is a recent selling price range on this one. So in 2012, they also had the red poppy coin and also the gold poppy coin. So there's three different designs, and they're all worth a little bit more to coin collectors. So there you go. Cool, we found one. Last coin here. Now, this coin is either one of 2 years. And how do I know that without turning the coin over to look at the year? I know because this the initials of the designer of this side of the coin was only on the coins, in the $2 coins, in the first 2 years. So 1988 and 1989. And they made a lot of them. So the initials are Horst Hahn. Well, the initials are HH. So Horst Hahn, the designer of this side of the coin. So this one here is a 1989 coin. They made about, I think, 31 million in 1989 and about 161 million in 1988. So they're not rare, quite common. But yes, this was the only years that they had the initials of the designer of that side of the coin. So we'll put that in the bag, but we've got one keeper from this lot, the 2012 Aboriginal Elder. Cool.